Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Week two of OTAs for the Bills got underway here on Tuesday, but once again, the focus was taken away from the playing field due to an off-the-field incident. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, once again, Marcel Darius was the headline for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, Chris, Darius was part of what police are reporting to be a drag race incident, an accident on Milestrip Road in the town of Hamburg last week. He crashed his car into a tree, and he was charged with three misdemeanors, including reckless driving. Darius was not at practice on Tuesday. In fact, head coach Doug Marrone says he won't be back at practice until the mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks.
Obviously, we all know and we're all well aware that Marcel has made some poor decisions lately. And, you know, the one thing is that I've been working with him. He's dealing on a lot of personal issues, too. I spoke with him at length. You know, we spent a lot of time together talking about a lot of things. You know, as of now, you know, he's not going to be attending the OTAs, but he'll be attending the mandatory minicamp. When we come back,
Darius's teammates were naturally concerned for the defensive tackle's well-being. EJ Manuel, who spoke with Darius after the incident, said they have to support their teammate, and the quarterback doesn't think this necessarily signals a pattern of bad behavior.
Not at all. Marcel's a very smart person. Marcel's his own man. He's a grown man as well, so he's going to make the decisions he wants to make. And you know, that's, you know, one incident. You know, he had something else prior to that, but you know, he's still young. We're all young. You know, we all make mistakes. And, you know, I'm just thankful that he didn't get hurt to the point where he couldn't, you know, redeem himself. But Marcel, I have more than enough confidence in him that he'll be back and be ready to go for us.
On the field, the return of wide receiver Sammy Watkins, Buffalo's first-round draft pick, provided a real shot in the arm for Buffalo's passing game. Watkins hauled in eight passes during Tuesday's practice, and he looked very strong after missing last Thursday and Friday of the OTAs.
It feels good just to know that we're on the same page, that he's working, I'm working to build that trust. And I just got to keep working and getting better. Every day I'm getting faster, quicker, and learning more. I got a lot of mistakes to fix, but at the same time, it was a lot of positive stuff also.
On defense, coordinator Jim Schwartz was dialing up some new blitz calls that were installed for the OTA practices this week, and they did catch Buffalo's passing game off guard. The offense gave up some sacks during the team periods, which was just fine by Nickell Roby.
We installed a few more blitzes coming off the edge. We already got a few blitzes that's already in there, so he wanted to put a little heat on them, see how we respond to it, and see how, you know, how we are out there, just, you know, coming to the new installations and everything like that. So, you know, when he called it up, it was good. I like it.
Well, Murph, it was clear out on the field that Watkins was a step above everybody else, and it was interesting to see the level of confidence it gave EJ Manuel out there on the field.
Yeah, you know, and the Bills have spent a lot of the time this offseason talking about building around EJ Manuel, surrounding him with weapons to make him successful, and Watkins is undoubtedly the most sterling example of that. EJ talked about how you just throw it to a spot and Watkins gets it, and the thing about Sammy Watkins, it seemed to me, is his spot is huge. He'll catch anything thrown in his general direction. He's got that great catching radius. He caught a pass on the sidelines. I believe it was from Dennis Dixon during the workout today, when really it looked like the play was dead, and he just hauled it in, tapped his feet down. He's going to make all of these quarterbacks look better.
Kind of a personal highlight reel today at practice. Well, not in attendance on Tuesday were Mario Williams, Alan Branch, Manny Lawson, and Mike Cawson. These OTAs, though, are voluntary. The Bills are back on the field on Wednesday for a 10:30 practice. John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.